Welcome to the December 27th, last Hug Nation of the year. It is happy hour. We are gathered here. It is a glorious, glorious gathering. Whether you are listening live or you are listening to the archive, it hardly matters. What matters is that we are drawn together to share this vibration, to allow it to come through us, to vibrate with us, and to amplify one another's vibration. So, the topic of the day is New Year's resolutions. And actually, I want to kind of halt that from the get-go and maybe use another term than resolutions, because resolutions, it sounds so absolute. It's like the barbed wire of ideas. Resolutions are what, like, NATO and, you know, the United Nations, they decree resolutions. But we've got to be a little bit kinder to ourselves and our paths. And so I want to put together 9 tips to create healthy goals for the new year. Before we even start that, we need to acknowledge that the new year is a very arbitrary thing. If you were watching the Earth from space, there wouldn't be like this, you know, ball drop and streamers flying around the Earth, and as the Earth shook, you know, and some click in the cosmic timepiece. Time, as we experience it, is a human invention. But just as latitude and longitude lines on the globe are human inventions, they can be helpful tools for plotting and understanding and seeing what your journey is like. Just as 2 dots in longitude and latitude can help you draw a line between them and understand distance, so can 2 dates on the calendar with a line between them help us to visualize time and what that means and where we are in our journey. So in a lap marker like a new year or a birthday, it's a perfect time to kind of pull back and see, how am I doing? Am I in alignment? Am I on track? Am I coming from love? Am I coming from fear? Am I being pulled from my heart, or am I being pushed from my mind? These are what time is for. So, tip number 1. Avoid goals that make you feel stressed or anxious. It is very tempting to start to put together your New Year's resolutions as kind of a way to beat yourself up over things that you didn't do in the previous year. You feel badly that you haven't lost more weight, and so you create resolutions, you know, to beat yourself up about what you haven't done. Don't do that. It is not helpful. If you can, reframe the exact same idea in a way that sounds better and feels better. You know, instead of saying stop eating crap, say seek out foods that make me feel better. Honor the process of my body's thriving health. Things like that. Number 2, go towards things you want, not away from things you don't want. Now, this is basic law of attraction stuff. That which you resist persists. Mother Teresa said that she would not go to an anti-war rally, but she would love to attend a peace rally. Try to make that the same kind of guiding principle when you're making goals. You want to be creating a future that is enticing to you, that has this joy gravity to it, that is pulling you towards it because it is what you want and what your spirit wants, and it is your truth. And so you are being pulled towards the thing that you want, as opposed to fleeing something that you don't. 1, it's more effective. 2, the process of life, all of these goals, the vast majority of your life is en route to a place, a destination, or a goal. So if the 99.9% of the time you are going to be in that, heading on that journey, do you want to be focusing on something that makes you happy and joyous, or do you want to be focusing on something that makes you anxious, uncomfortable, unhappy? Abraham says, find good feeling thoughts and good feeling manifestations must follow. Rather than walking away from your fat thighs, walk towards your healthy body. So, number 3. See if you can make your goals present tense. Now, this is just a technique that I learned from Jacob Glass. He has a thing that he calls the lunch game, where he sits down with someone and they agree in advance that they're going to speak to each other as if it is 6 months in the future. And you talk about all of the things that potentially are unresolved or you have not sure what's going to happen or you're all these unfinished things, and talk about them as if they're fixed and perfect and done and you've got it all taken care of. That doesn't mean you discuss how it happened or even what the solution is. You just get into a headspace and a vibration as if all of these are completed. So instead of, you might say, the first draft of my manuscript is completed and I am so excited about the way the characters developed. Now this in phrasing is a little different than goals, but you can apply it that way if you can make it work. It is a very powerful way to create this vibration that then has a gravitational pull that then you go towards this reality that you have made in your head. Also, by creating that as if picture, you get to experience all the joy of it. Number four, make sure you believe it can happen. This is kind of an offshoot to that Jacob Glass game of the lunch game. You want to visualize these future things as if something that you can actually believe can happen. If you can see yourself in a beautiful mansion, okay. If you can see yourself in an awesome apartment, make that the goal. If there's no way you can see yourself living in a space station, don't make that a goal because it lacks any sort of vibrational pull to it. It becomes just kind of this novelty. So any of your goals, make sure it is something that you can believe happening. Number five, include things you're already doing. It's tempting to get into a turn over a new leaf kind of mentality, but you're already doing so many amazing things. Don't let your brain, you know, get into a half empty glass or a crap versus cone mentality where you're only seeing the things that you wish you were doing differently or doing better. Give yourself credit for all the things you're doing great and include them in your list of goals. It can be daunting to see a list of all the things that you wish you were doing different that you're struggling to cross off or to check off. Include the things that you have already embodied into your lifestyle and your patterns. You know, if you are, you know, continue to read every night before bed, continue to strengthen the relationship with my parents, whatever the things are that you are happy about your life, include them in your goals for the next year. Might as well get the momentum of your successes that you're already working on and enjoying. Number six, make sure it feels good. The reason why we didn't want to use the word resolutions is because we don't want to create this like taskmaster, this painful, uncomfortable guidelines that you have to stay within or else you'll feel guilt or punishment. Because, as I said, you're going to be living in that place. Create goals that feel good as you make them, feel good as you think about them, and feel good as they pull you towards them. Another quote from Abraham is, "The main event has never been the manifestation. The main event has always been the way you feel moment by moment because that's what life is." Don't create goals that then poison the path of your life. Create goals that enhance the path of your life, even if they are things that you never get to. Feeling, imagining, going towards a skill and accomplishment that makes you feel good to think about is infinitely better than punishing yourself for not getting someplace that, you know, that you wish you could do. Number seven, allow magic beyond your control. If there is something that you wish would happen in the future year, include it in your goals. Maybe it's, you know, meet new friends with interests just like mine, or maybe it's discover a new hobby that I become passionate about. You don't have to be able to visualize your way all the way through your goals. It can be broad concepts that you just simply open the door for the universe to gift you. This is especially helpful if there's something in your future that you are really kind of get panicked about, like meeting new people, or like, let's say the idea of submitting your manuscript to publishers is something that you want in your goals. So submit my manuscript to 6 publishers. And that just makes you, instead, like, I'm gonna meet some people who love my ideas and help me to find publishers and submit my manuscript for me. Gotta ask for it. And even the idea of that can make you feel better, which then creates the gravity towards that future. Number 8, align your goals with your higher self. Get thin is a very ego-driven goal. Get healthy so that I can thrive is a much less shallow idea. That is wanting to be in alignment with thriving and health and nature and the universe. Anytime you can get your goals in alignment with love, with compassion, with being selfless, you're gonna have the momentum of the divine at your back. If you have a goal, try to find a way that you can phrase it that is in alignment with your higher self. And if you can't find a way to do that, maybe it shouldn't be on your goals. Even something like a nice house, try to think of it as a way to be a comfortable place for you to live and work so that you may be a more peaceful person on the planet. Ta-da! All of a sudden you're in alignment. You still just want a cool house, but you find a way to put it into something that resonates at a bigger level. And finally, number 9, let go of all of your attachments to the goals you just made. The purpose of putting goals out there is to give yourself a destination. It doesn't mean you're gonna go to that destination, it means you're gonna start off in that direction. A plane on its way to Hawaii is in a constant state of correcting, and you on your path is in a constant state of correcting. So you start towards a goal, and as soon as it starts to feel right, you continue. If it starts to feel off, you maybe pick a new destination, maybe reevaluate. Sometimes a destination isn't even something you're supposed to hit. Sometimes a destination is just to get you moving. And we never have a vantage point to know if we're in advance or retreat. That's A Course in Miracles. So you might think, oh, what I need is that mansion or that healthy body. And so you head in that direction. That path runs you into a person, an idea, a project that then diverts you away from what you initially thought you wanted. But then the flow just starts pushing, and you realize, oh my gosh, I can feel the pull towards this new thing. Don't get so attached to what your outcomes are, and don't beat yourself up for not getting them. Having goals is only helpful if you stay unattached to them. You wanna get it as a place to start heading towards, and then if you get there, be happy about it. But if it's become something that you beat yourself up or you become too rigid by your mind's definition of what should be happening, you're gonna miss out on all the good stuff that was along the way or maybe on the side of the road. You know, sometimes even not knowing or going towards a path that you didn't initially intend helps you to find the things that you're supposed to have. Like, remember Neo, and when he went to see the Oracle said, you're not the one. So he let go of the goal of being the one, and only from that place of letting go of that goal was he able to go act from the heart, have integrity, and then realize that goal. So sometimes it requires not having the goal that you think you want to get that goal in the end. I'm not sure if that makes sense, but what do I say does make sense? The final conclusion of all this is, remember that goals are tools to make things better. That doesn't mean that things are wrong. Everything is perfect as is. You're exactly where you're supposed to be on the path right now. You're midway. You will always be midway. That's why it's so important to understand and embrace that going towards a positive, to making goals something that increases your concept of happiness in the now. No matter where you are in relation to achieving those goals, having the goal itself needs to make you happier. Needs to make you more joyful, more in integrity and more in alignment with Source, your truth. And from that place, well, every day is an opportunity for it to be New Year's Eve. Every day is an opportunity to get more in touch with who you are. And every day is a day to celebrate where you already are. You are here now, listening to this, whether it's archived or live. That means that you are a vibrational match to this love, to this connection, to this vibration. That's awesome. That's awesome. That is a gift to me and everyone else on the planet. The more people that vibrate on this level, the better we all are. The idea of conscious goals becomes silly when we just allow ourselves to vibrate in this place and be that change we want to see in the world. Not from a place of goals, but from a place of being. Thank you for resonating in that place of love. Thank you for seeking and growing and allowing this cosmic vibe to be who you are. Thank you for shining your light. Happy New Year. Namaste. Let's have a hug! Grab yourselves by the shoulders. Oh, and on this last hug of the year, give some thanks for all the things this body has done for you this year. From digesting meals, to healing from scrapes, to giving you insane amounts of pleasure. Thank you, universe, for this body. Thank you, body, for all of these sensations and feelings. And as we appreciate this body in its form as it is, we appreciate its flaws, we appreciate its state of healing, we appreciate the unbelievable amount of processes happening beneath the surface that are beyond our mind, that go on whether we sleep or wake, that go on whether we even know it or not. We are given the gift of just being witness to the universe as our body takes care of itself for the most part. And this body is so much in common with every other person on the planet. We get to focus on what makes us different. But the reality is we are infinitely the same. We have the same passions and the same loves and the same fears. So for a second, let's see through all the ego stuff and all the obstacles and all the personalities that we identify with and recognize that what we are is divine seeds, divine rays of light, cells of the cosmic organism. And each of us is equal and perfect and important in that scheme. We don't have the vantage point to understand any of it. Just surrender to our purpose, our truth, and recognize that everyone else is in the same path of understanding or confusion. And if they are quite confused to the point that they may be at war with you or think that they are an obstacle to you, forgive them that, forgive yourself. And in this moment, let's just see everyone that you've encountered this week, everyone you've seen on the news or in the office or on the road, let's just see them all as brothers and sisters, reflections of us, and powerful, beautiful, divine expressions. Take a deep breath. On behalf of Grandpa Caleb and all the Love Warriors, happy Hug Nation. Thank you for being you, shining your light. Thank you for a year of this. May the next year begin with the same sort of love and beauty. May the smile in your eyes be a gift you give to all you see. May your path be your teachings. May your every step be your sermon. Thank you for shining your light. I love you. Namaste.
You, beautiful person, are listening to the Hug Nation podcast with Halcyon, recorded live every Tuesday, hugnation.com.
You only live once. Enjoy the color.